Welcome to Hot Pink Tarot. I'm Marie and I am delighted to have you join me. This podcast simply offers a short tarot reading every single day. It is a general reading, so may not fully or perfectly reflect your own personal situation, but please listen out for points or suggestions that do make sense to you right now and that might be helpful, even if that is only in a small way. At the end of the reading, I hope you will be able to recognise a message that makes sense for you and that you can take forward into your day. Now, let's see what the cards want us to pay attention to today. On the 20th of May, the podcast will be 1 year old. And at this point, we are on track to have achieved the aim of sharing a reading every single day. I really want to do something special to mark the occasion, and I need your help. I will be adding a question option to every episode between now and May the 20th. Please use this to send me your questions, comments, or feedback for inclusion in the anniversary episode. Maybe there's a particular reading that stands out for you. Tell us about it. You know, what happened? Was it? Why was it special? Is there a deck that you want to talk about? Are there any general questions about tarot or my style of reading or my interpretations? Do you want me to keep going with the daily readings, or would you rather have it once or twice a week and maybe with more cards or less cards? Whatever you like, please send it through. If you prefer, you can add a message onto Facebook or an Instagram post. You can share your name or you can stay anonymous. Remember, this is intended to be your episode. It's a celebration and it should be loads of fun. I would love to hear from you, even if it's just to say hello. Hello and welcome into the reading for Tuesday, the 30th of April. Another month over. Where is 2024 disappearing to? So very, very quickly. It's, as I've said so many times, the days are long, but goodness me, the years are short. It just feels like as I get older, the time seems to be flying by so quickly. But then equally, sometimes hours can drag. I'm specifically thinking about being at work when it just feels like forever. But also, as I've said, nothing goes faster than the time that I'm recording the podcast. It's amazing. I start off and I feel a little bit self-conscious and clunky and talking to you. And then I go into the reading and it just zooms past so quickly. And then I end it and I have that clunky, don't really know what to say time again. And then that's the end of it. And it's just incredible to me. It fascinates me how it can just completely consume me for that time. And other bit of news before we go ahead with the reading today is that we've just gone over 9,000 listens to the podcast. Now, I know that's not a huge amount in the great scheme of things. There are people who are getting 9,000 listens per episode. It's taken me almost a year, but that is probably about 8,500 more than I ever expected to actually get. So, as always, thank you to everybody who is listening regularly or occasionally. Every single listen counts. It would be amazing to try and get to 10,000 by the 20th of May. So if you do know anybody that you can share the podcast with, if you might be able to have an additional listen, you know, listen to an extra episode in a week, that, you know, if you normally listen to two, if you could squeeze in a third, that would be amazing. If you fancy going back and listening to them all again, that's, you know, you've got a couple of weeks free, then that too. Not really. I know that would be bonkers. But yeah, it would be amazing to get us up to 10,000. And also, just as again a reminder, if you could like, give me a star rating on Apple, if you could do all those kind of things, share it on social media, then it is all helpful in terms of pushing it up the algorithm and other people finding us. So enough self-promotion, not comfortable with it, it's done now. Just finishing up shuffling our movie tarot. We have a jumper to include, the Hierophant, a card that we haven't seen for a little while, so that is going to be included in the reading. Let's cut the deck and select our cards. So we've got the Five of Coins and we've got the Seven of Coins, the High Priestess, the Lovers, the Magician, and from the bottom of the deck, the Queen of Wands. I saw that twice last week. And the Three of Swords, that we also saw last week, but only once. Righty ho, let's move the cards across a little bit so I can, like, so I was gonna say, so I can see them. It's like I'm literally moving them about 10 centimeters closer to me. My eyesight isn't that bad. First impressions, 1, 2, 3, 4 majors today, so higher than average, a little bit more of an overarching external energy, I think. And very prominently, these two coins cards in our current situation. So that will bear scrutiny as we move through. Leaning in, feeling into the reading, let's go through cards one at a time, come up with the individual messages and see how they tie together for us more widely for right now. So our key card, our starting point today, purpose, the subject or theme of the reading, is the Queen of Wands. As you know, the queens are all about affection and love and warmth and protection and comfort and contentment, and that water energy side of things. So the kind of cups energy, whichever of the suit we're looking at, but then there is a slant on top. So whilst we've got this queen energy, which is very loving and nurturing and caring, we've also got the fire thrown in for good measure. So the Queen of Wands is really a character, or the part of our character, where we are super loving, super affectionate, but heavens to Betsy, do not cross us because it will not go well for you. There is a seam of fire running through this part of our character. We will be resistant, we will be protective, we will be confrontational if we need to be. And that isn't driven by any of the more shadowy or dark sides of our personality. That is driven by this need to protect and to nurture and to grow and to provide for ourselves and to provide for the people we care about. And for reasons I don't know, something that just popped into my head is also things like animals and pets around us. You know, it's fierce affection and protection coming through here. Now, The influence card that's sitting beside the Queen is the Three of Swords, which is quite a mental card, quite an intellectual, thought-driven card, but it's also about physical well-being, and it draws our attention to that relationship between what we're thinking, how we are processing and understanding and formulating our mental side of life, along with how that affects us in the physical. And it often comes through when things aren't fabulous, when we're maybe experiencing sleep difficulties, blood pressure problems, palpitations, stress responses, maybe having that underlying feeling of just being quite fearful or on edge and a little bit shaky, a little bit wobbly in real terms, maybe a bit of a tummy upset, maybe feeling like we're just not able to relax, not able to recover, rejuvenate, get what we need out of our physical body. Maybe something around the idea of being so busy that we're not able to exercise as much as we want to. Maybe we're conscious of habits that do not serve us well. So perhaps having one too many glasses of wine at the weekend, or maybe, as I say, not exercising, not going out and walking, or not getting outside in nature as much as we need to, not getting fresh air, not getting enough rest. So together, I think that there is the subject here, or the theme of the reading that we're going to be exploring, is around this part of our character where we are fiercely protective, where we're loving, we're affectionate, we are having responsibility, caring for others around us, human or animal. That feels very important, that there is this animal side of things, and that it's being influenced by our physical health, by maybe that we're worrying about somebody that we're looking after. Maybe we're worrying about how well we're doing in terms of providing that care, that nurture, that comfort for other people. If we're going to be able to sustain it for a long period of time, are we letting somebody down? In the sense of being there for them when we need to, hitting this balance between practicality and, you know, needing to do what we are doing in order to meet the needs of somebody else, but also being able to look after ourselves, look after them, and maintain well-being. Diet just popped into my head as well there. It's something about, you know, eating healthily, being able to provide healthy diet, sufficient diet, not eating foods that are consistently bad for us. Everyone needs a treat from time to time. Everyone needs to dip into a takeaway from time to time, but maybe thinking about consistency in eating well, eating healthily, looking after ourselves, looking after others. Now, this is coming off the background, the past of the High Priestess. And we talked at length about the High Priestess only a couple of days ago. This idea of finding the magic in the world, in some ways initiating it, in some ways recognizing it, because it is all around us all the time. We have signs, we have belief systems, we have intuition, and we have an understanding, we have a knowing of what is happening around us. But having reflected on that reading that we did, and I talked a lot about the kind of magic side of life, but also just seeing the magic in the normal, the magic in trees growing leaves, the magic in birds being able to fly through the sky, the fact that you know, flowers growing and the beauty of the world, the beauty of the moon, the beauty of the sun. It's about shifting the way that we look at things and recognizing that, yes, these are established and it's been happening since the universe began, and it will probably keep happening until the universe ceases to be. But that doesn't make it any less magical that these, you know, creatures and processes just going about their business, just knowing innately what they need to do and how that all fits together to create the beauty and the sustainability of the world that we live in. So this is behind us. Maybe I'm just trying to work out how this links in. Maybe I think this is to do with awareness, because we did talk a lot about the unappreciated magic in the world. We did talk about using our intuition and believing in it and following our gut and following our feelings only a couple of days ago. So possibly the link here, the combination, is to do with an alteration. Here comes the question. Have you altered your point of view in some way? Have you altered? Have you made a change, made a shift as a result of all of the things we talked about a couple of days ago? Has there been an epiphany, an alteration where you've made a decision to go in a different direction, to focus more on something, and that has in some way brought to the front, for the forefront of your day to day, this Queen of Wands energy, this protection, this looking after, this being a bit more fiery, a bit more determined, maybe detached or more ready to fight, more ready to say your piece and to be protective of that which you care about or that which matters to you. Coming off the back of this alteration or change. Now, getting into the actual here and now, so we've kind of set the scene there, but now we're looking very much practicality. We're looking at finances more than anything else. Finances, resources, the real world. And the Five of Coins always makes me feel that we need to talk about financial worries. Looking at how we can make a change to our financial situation, because fives are about changes, altering direction. Now, I'm guessing that there's nobody out there listening who's thinking, oh, I really must earn less money. I really must have less savings. I really need to invest less wisely in what I have. So based on that, I'm going to say that this is about increasing. This is the opposite. Needing to save more, needing to earn more, needing to have sufficient, being able to balance the books, as it were. And I don't think this is necessarily saying that that is a problem, but I think it is saying that there is a focus on it. We are coming up well, we're at the end of the month. This is a time when many people are receiving a monthly paycheck, needing to pay things, needing to set aside their savings, meeting the bills, really. And it can be a distraction. It can be something where we are running the numbers and we are thinking, well, if I do that, then I can't do that. And again, we need to link this back to the idea of protection and caring and nurturing and looking after someone, something else. So is there an indication here or suggestion that maybe there is a concern being raised about being able to support, to care for another in our environment, being able to give a bit extra to a child who is studying, being able to help them out, being able to help out a family member that we care about who is maybe, you know, having a birthday this month, or who's got a small child and they're wanting to take them away on a trip, and everyone's finding it a bit hard to just make ends meet, and just that fierce desire to want to help, to want to be there. Now, to be there for them. The Seven of Pentacles is the other card in the current situation. And what this is about things coming to fruition, things growing. Literally, traditionally, the card shows the mythical, magical money tree, where we are reminded that what we put in, we get out. And I don't think that this is literal. For me, what this more makes me think of is a reminder that we have got a lot of resources within ourselves, practical ability. So not only do the pentacles indicate money, they can also be around good fortune, because traditionally pentacles, the literal pentagram, was an indication of good fortune. It was a symbol of good luck. It's been criticized, it's been misjudged, it's become something that people see as being a little bit more sinister more widely now, but it is a symbol of good fortune. And I think that we need to remember that many times good fortune is in our own hands. And the Seven of Pentacles particularly reminds us that we can maybe just do things a bit differently. Maybe this is about using something that we've saved. Maybe it's about investing something a little bit more wisely. But I feel more drawn to talk about being able to give ourselves credit for our ability. Now, this could be that we maybe are able to command a slightly more enhanced rate of pay, that we are able to draw upon skills that we have built up and learned, experience, where we might be able to do something a little bit differently in order to supplement an income. But feel more drawn to talk about being able to, as I say, not demand is a strong word, but command and demand a recognition. Maybe there's something here about being, again, I talk about this quite a lot, being taken advantage of, being asked to work a bit extra. Can you work through your lunch break? Can you come into this training? Can you just stay for an hour to cover while somebody else is out of the office? And being very kind, generous, open, understanding. Yes, 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 we can, we can. But not getting recognised for that. And if you start to look at it, then we've got an hour here and an hour there and an hour or two somewhere else. And if we put that all together and actually get paid for it, then that could make a difference. So I think maybe there's a message coming through here about being a little bit more assertive, about being a bit more ready to recognize our own value and to share that recognition with others, and maybe use a bit of our own social capital to say, well, no pay, no extra hours. I'm not going to do that. It's not charity week. I've got responsibilities. I've got people who are relying on me. I am relying on me in order to do something very fundamental. I need to pay a bill. I need to look after myself. I need to be able to buy healthy meals. I need to be able to go to the gym. I need to be able to do, you know, all of these things that I talked about earlier in order to balance up mental health, physical health, and that need to nurture and care. And what this is recognizing is that there is a decision or a choice to be made. The Lover's card, which I'll say it because you'll be disappointed if I don't. It is a misunderstood card. It is seen as being about relationships. It rarely is. It's about choice. So I think what this is saying is we have a choice. We have a decision to make. And we maybe need to draw upon that more fiery theme within ourselves, that more fiery side of our character, in order to put our foot down and say, this is what's important. I'm not being selfish. I'm not being greedy. I'm not being unhelpful. But £20 to the business that I work for is nothing. It is a drop in the ocean. £20 extra in my pay at the end of the month means that I'm able to do something much more. I'm able to take the stress off. I'm able to take the weight off my mind in order to put fuel in my car, in order to do some, you know, go somewhere, not have to pick up some kind of other work along the way. Maybe there's even something here about, you know, quite formally looking for a pay rise, actually saying, you know, I've got all this experience, I've got this ability, I'm helping you out. You know, how about we get a bit of give and take going here, and you recognize that financially with a bit extra, a bonus, something on an hourly basis where I'm actually able to shift my mindset away from continually being anxious and concerned about hardship and needing to make ends meet. Importantly, coming to the end of the reading, the magician. The magician is very much about making things happen, being able to create and bring things into existence that we maybe didn't imagine or that we maybe felt were out of reach. I am noticing, better late than never, that we've got the one and the two, we've got the five and the six in terms of the major cards. So as always, I'm going to say this concurrent card theme where things feel more flowing, that they're more predictable, less chaotic, more able to look forward and more able to fit. It's about things fitting together and being more ordered and more structured. So there's that immediately. I think that this is very, very positive. As I say, the magician is able to bring things into alignment, bring things into action, and is a reminder once again that we've got everything at our fingertips that we need. We have got the head and the heart and the power and the practical skills to make pretty much anything happen. But we have to manifest that. We have to recognize, we have to believe, and we have to have the confidence to speak out and to say what we need to say. Even if it feels a bit uncomfortable, even if it feels very out of character for us, I think this is looking at our drivers, you know, what's behind it. And it's not about, as I said, it's not about being selfish. It's not about being bloody minded. This is about being able to do what we have to do in order to provide and care and nurture and protect others, people that we care about. And don't rule yourself out of that. We need to care for ourselves as well. And we need to not be constantly worried, anxious, stressed about what is going to happen at the end of next week or when the next bill comes in. Now, very finally, we've got the Hierophant, which came out as an extra card. And it is a wisdom card. It is about leadership. It's about listening to guidance from somebody else. So it may be, and I'm, you know, literally tagging this on the end, that there is somebody around you, somebody that you're linked to, who is able to give you some really sound, really wise advice from experience. Somebody maybe who has been in a similar situation to yourself, somebody who might have some particular insight and ability that they are willing to share with you. And if you can recognize that person, please reach out to them. Please listen to what they have to say, because it's important. They've appeared in the reading today for a reason, and everything in these readings happens for a reason. So look out for that person. Maybe something professional, maybe something not in real life, maybe something you read, something you look at online. And once again, time has just flown by. So I'm going to close the reading there. Thank you. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for getting us to the listens we've got to. I'll be back again tomorrow. Would love it if you can join me. And as always, until next time, bye for now. Just a reminder that if you would like to see the cards, I do share posts on Facebook and Instagram each day. Just search for Hot Pink Tarot, and please do take a moment to like and share the pages. I'd also be really grateful if you could subscribe to the podcast on whichever platform you use, and maybe even leave me a kind review. It would also be amazing if you could share the link with anyone you think might like to give me a listen, or even just tell them about the podcast and point them in the right direction. Until next time, thank you once again for listening.